Today's shiur is in Masechet Pesachim Daf Tzadik Vav. We will begin at the beginning of the last line on Daf Tzadik He Amid Beis, Boy Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef had the following question. Doch gut meye mesim va'ochlu imure pesach habo betuma mahu. We've learned many times in the Masechta that a korban pesach habo betuma, if roiv of Klal Yisrael was in a state of tumah, they bring the korban pesach on pesach rishon, and they have a heter to eat the basar of the korban pesach, even though they are in a state of tumah. The question is, what happens if dochku tmei mesim, the tmei mesim pushed themselves in other words, they did something improper, and they ate the imure pesach, not from the korban pesach itself, but from the imurim, from those parts of the pesach which it says in the Torah that they should be brought on the mizbeach and burnt on the mizbeach, and they ate those in a state of tumah. What is the halacha? So it is clear that Rabbi Yosef's question is not concerning chalavim, fats that were brought on the mizbeach, because those have an iser koris to eat chalav. Has nothing to do with eating basar hegdish in a state of tumah, but rather, since they're chalav, there's clear an iser koris. Rabbi Yosef's question, therefore, as Rashi points out, the last Rashi on the Amud, kegoin kaloyos v'yoseres hakovet, other parts that are not considered chalav, but rather the kloyos, the kidneys, or the yoseres hakovet, the diaphragm, on that was his question, whether if they ate those in a state of tumah, is there a chi of chorus, as there usually is when one eats basar hegdish in a state of tumah. Rashi points out on the first line at the end, he says, V'afagav da'asiri mishum zarus v'chozor lo'yoichel kodesh. It is clear also that Rabbi Yosef understood that certainly these people would be chayiv a lav for a zar eating from a korban, from kachim that he has no right to eat. That is a given. However, for the iser of chol zor l'yoichel kodesh, there's no iser chorus. The person would be over a lav. So we've pinpointed Rabbi Yosef's question. Rabbi Yosef's question is not on chaylev, that he would be over chorus. His question is not, will he be over on chol zor l'yoichel kodesh? The answer is yes, he will. But for that, there's no chiv chorus. The question is on the kloyos and the yoseres hakovid, which are not chaylev. Will the person be over for eating this basar in a state of tumah? Will he be chayav koras or not? What is the question? What's the two sides of the question? Continues the Gemara. Mid ishtari tumas basar. Do I say that since the regular tumas basar was permitted because Klal Yisrael, Roiv of Klal Yisrael, was in a state of tumah, and therefore they were allowed to bring the Korban Pesach in a state of tumah and eat the meat, therefore I will say ishtri nami tumas emurim, so that tumas emurim would also become mutter. Oy Dilmor, do I say my ishtri ishtri my ishtri la ishtri? The Torah only permitted, we learn out from Sukkim, that a Korban Pesach is permitted in the state of tumah if Roiv of Klal Yisrael is tame. But what the Torah did not give a specific heter on, there would not be a heter, and therefore perhaps the individuals who ate the emure korban pesach that should have been brought on the mizbeach, they ate it in the state of tumah. Perhaps their chayiv chorus, because on this there was no heter from the Torah. That is Rabbi Yosef's question. Amar Rava, Rava wanted to give an answer. Michti, let us see. Tumas emurin meheches Rabbi. From where do we know, in fact, that there's an iser achiv chorus on emurim that are eaten in a state of tumah? I learned that out from Tumas Basar. Dichsiv, because of the pasuk says, Asher l'Hashem, as Rashi brings down the pasuk, v'hanefesh asher toichel basar mizevach hashlamim. The Torah adds two words, Asher l'Hashem. why did the Torah write those two additional words, Asher L'Hashem, I learned out, L'Rabbi says, Emurim, that not only the basar that is eaten by the people is chayiv, iser koras if it's eaten betumah, but even the Emurim, if they're eaten, there's a chiv koras as well. Asher L'Hashem, which goes on the Mizbech, also there's a chiv koras. So now I say the following limit, kol hecha de isi l'tumas basar, wherever there is a tumas baser, if that is applicable, then isil the tumas emurim. Then the part that's asher l'ashem, that's the emurim that are brought on the mizbeach, they also are included and have a chiv koras. But kol hecha the lesser the tumas baser. But if, for example, here by the korban pesach, which there's a dispensation because we learn out from sukkum that it's bob betumah, so there is no chiv of eating the korban pesach in a state of tumah. There is no chiv koras. If so, then lesser the tumas emurim. Then the tumas emurim that are learned from the tumas abasar, if there's no tumas abasar, there is likewise no tumas eating the emurim, and there's no chiv koras. And this is how Rava responds to the question of Rabbi Yosef. Continues the Gemara with another question. Boy, Rabbi Zeira, emuri pesach mitzrayim, hechak to renew the emurim of the pesach mitzrayim. Where were they brought? As Rashi points out, we do not find anywhere that there was a mizbech in Mitzrayim where these emurim of the korban pesach would have been brought on the mizbeach. So what happened with those emurim? Was there a chiyuv to be makriv them on a mizbeach, which we don't find in the pasuk? Amle Abai Abai responded, uman leimalon, who is to tell us that they did not in fact burn it? Rashi says basar tzli bishpud, that they in fact roasted it on a spit. Here we have a machlokes rishon, Rabbeinu Chananel and the Meiri. The Rabbeinu Chananel is found on the left side at the bottom, six lines before it gets wide. Kolaymer tzolu isam mine machlo v'achlam. That's what the Gemara means. Gemara means, Who is to tell us that in fact they did not eat those emurim as well? Since we don't find a mizbeach, they did not do what we usually do with a korban to bring it on mizbeach. Rather, they roasted it and ate it. That's how the Rabbeinu Chananel learns. The Meiri disagrees. The Meiri says what the Gemara means is, although they didn't have a mizbeach, perhaps they burnt it anyway. They did not eat it. There was no mizbeach to bring it on mizbeach, but they put it on a spit and consumed it by fire. Perhaps, that's what the Gemara means. So we have this fundamental machlokes here between Rabbeinu Chananel and the Meiri. The Oid Hatana Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef learned another thought that pertains to your question, Rabbi Zeira. Gimel Mizbechais HaYisham. There were three Mizbechais in Mitzrayim, where the dam was sprinkled al hamashkev on the lintel, val shtei mezuzos, and on the two doorposts. V'su miriachvin alayhava. We don't find any other Mizbech. Abai is trying to say is that they either ate it, as the Rabbeinu Chananel says, or they consumed it, and we only find three mizbechos where the dam was splattered, and no other mizbech. So in fact, there was no halacha of haktoris emurim on a mizbech, as we find by Pesach Doiris, for example, where there was a mizbech in the Mishkan, in the Beis Hamikdash, and they would bring the emurim on the mizbeach. Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no mizbeach, and there was no halacha haktoris emurim on the mizbeach. The Chasam Sofer explains that when the Gemara says gimel mizbechos hayusham, it's only borrowing a term. In fact, the Chasam Sofer learns that just as we find that the korban Pesach Mitzrayim was different, that there was no haktor semurim on the mizbech, according to the Maskan of our Gemara, according to Abaya, so too, even the splattering of the blood was not the normal sprinkling of blood that we have on a mizbeach, because obviously there was no mizbeach, and it was a different special procedure that was done with the korban pesach. But there was no halacha. In other words, the Chasam Sofer learns that the korban pesach is a different kind of korban than a regular korban, and there was no haktar semurim on a mizbeach, and even the sprinkling of the blood, the term mizbechos is a borrowed term, but it doesn't mean that the mashkev and the shtei mezuzos were actually had a halacha of a mizbeach and to be comparable to regular karbonis where dam is sprinkled on the mizbeach. begins the Mishnah. Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim lePesach Doras. What different halachas are there between the first Pesach, Korban Pesach brought in Mitzrayim, and subsequent Pesach Doras? The Mishnah enumerates a number of differences. Pesach Mitzrayim, Mekhoi Mibasur. As Rashi brings the pasuk which the Gemara is going to bring us, Dabru El Kol Adas Yisrael Leim, or Besar L'Chodesh Hazeh V'Yichu. You should take on the 10th of the month of Nisan, the Seh, and you should designate it. For, there was a halacha that the Pesach had to be designated, that Rashi says, Oymer Zeh L'Shem Pesach. I am bringing this Seh, this is going to be my Korban Pesach, it had to be designated. Continues the Mishnah. So the Korban Pesach Mitzrayim was designated on the 10th, and Pesach Doiros is not designated in advance as the Pesach Mitzrayim was. V'ton Hazor, and also it needs sprinkling of the dam. Ba'agudas Esav, with a bundle of hyssop. Va'ala Mashkev, it has to be done on the lintel. Va'ashtei HaMezuzos, and on the two doorposts. V'nechel B'chipozen, and was eaten quickly. Ba'layla Echad, one night. Pesach Doiros, and Pesach Doiros does not have these requirements of sprinkling the blood on the mashkev and of eating it quickly and of designating it in advance from the 10th of Nisan. And also, the Mishnah seems to say that the Pesach Mitzrayim was eaten quickly in one night, and Pesach Doiros is noyeg kol shiva, is noyeg all 7 days. And the Gemara immediately at the bottom, the last line on our Amud, is going to ask, Pesach kol shiva miyiko. We know that Pesach Doiros is also not the yontiv of Pesach, the Isser of Chametz is 7 days, but the actual Korban Pesach is only brought the first night. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says Pesach Doiros Noyeg Kol Shiva? We will see how the Gemara explains this. Begins the Gemara, Minolon, how do we know that Pesach Mitzrayim, there was a designation 4 days earlier on the 10th of Nisan, and this does not apply to Pesach Doiros, Minolon, Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Dabru El Kol Adas Yisrael Leimor, Moshe speak to all of Kol Yisrael saying, Be'asor Lachodesh Hazeh V'yichu, that when, as the Gemara now interprets the Pasuk, Zeh, that's what the Pasuk says, Achadish Hazeh, from that we have a Miyud, Zeh Mechle B'Basar, this Pesach Mitzrayim has to be designated from the 10th of Nisan, Ve'en Pesach Doiros Mechle B'Basar. However, future Pesach Doiros are not designated from the 10th of Nisan. So we have here a special limud, which the Gemara is going to try to bring various proofs against this type of limud. The limud is hazeh, this Korban Pesach of Mitzrayim, and not future korbanos which are brought in future generations. Elamiyata v'hoyu lochem l'mishmeres ad arbaaser yom l'chodesh hazeh. There's a second halacha of Pesach Mitzrayim. Besides that, it's designated 4 days earlier that zeh l'shem Pesach. But besides that, it needs shimur. Shimur means that it has to be checked for 4 days, that it has no mum. So should we make the same type of limud that you made by the designation, by the mechoy mibaaser, so maybe the bikur of arbo yoim, the mishmer, which we learn from mishmeris, maybe that too we would say achanami zeton bikur dal yom kadam shchita vein achaton bikur, that there is no other korban which requires bikur 4 days before vatanya. We learned in a brisa not like that. Ben bag bagoyim reminayin. How do we know the tamid, which was for all the generations, the korban tamid sheton bikur dal yom kadam shchita, that you have to check it 4 days before the shchita shenamar. We make exereshava by tamid. It says tishmu lahakriv li moyadei. Be careful, guard, that you should bring it to me in its set time. Well, halu no, I remember by the Korban Pesach it says, "V'ohay lechem l'mishmeres ad arbaos," or "ad arbaos," or you should protect it and guard it until the 14th. Malahal, and just like by Korban Pesach, Tom Bikur Dal Yom Kadam Shchita, the Korban Pesach Mitzrayim required Bikur 4 days before the Shchita. Afkan here by Korban Tomid, Tom Bikur Dal Yom Kadam Shchita, you need a Bikur 4 days before the Shchita. And Rashi points out that just like like the Tamid, which is Ledoy Rice, required Bikr 4 days before, Huadin. Certainly, Pesach Doiris, we're learning Tamid from Pesach Mitzrayim. And if Tamid Ledoy Rice requires Bikr 4 days before, so Pesach Mitzrayim is certainly learned from Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Doiris is certainly learned from Pesach Mitzrayim that it requires 4 days before. So, and the question is, if you're learning by the designation that Zem Mechay Mebaser Vein Pesach Doiris Mechbaser, so why don't we make the same drasha by the Bikur that the checking is only by Pesach Mitzrayim, not Pesach Doiris, and we see from the Halach of Tamid that that is not so. That's Gemara's question. And for the Gemara, Shiny Hasam Nechsev Tishmru. You're right. You're bringing me Tamid. Tamid needs Bikur because we have Gzeir Shava. We have Tishmeru and Mishmeru, so we make Gzeir Shava. And what about Pesach Doiris Nami? As Rashi says, this has been the Chusa. The Gemara is not asking a Kashir, but the Gemara is saying this as part of its teretz. The Tamid is an exception. The truth is, other Karbonis, Rashi says in Menachas, do not require Bikur 4 days before. But Pesach Mitzrayim required it. Tamid, we learn out from Gzeir Shava, required it. And Pesach Doiris Nami, Haksiv, Avadito as Avoida Hazois. How do I learn out, in fact, that Pesach Doiris requires Bikur checking 4 days before? Because it says in the Pasuk, you should do this Avoida, the Avoida that you do with the Korban Pesach of Mitzrayim, should be done, B'chaydish Hazeh. And what I learn out is, Sheyehu, Kol Avoidish Chaydish Hazeh, Kazeh. Any Avoidas connected to the Korban Pesach that are done in this month of Nisan, as Rashi explains, even in subsequent generations, but if it's done in Chodesh Zeh, then it should be Kazeh. It should be just like this Avoida, which I'm doing to the Korban Pesach Mitzrayim, has to be done for subsequent Doiris as well. If so, Elohu Hazeh Lemute, what does it come to Memayit? Which Hazeh is the Gemara referring to? The Hazeh of Bikur. The Hazeh of Lekicha Be'osir that we said was Memayet Pesach Doiris. But the Hazeh of Bikur, we learn, is not Memayet Pesach Doiris. So what is the Hazeh of Bikur Memayet? Lamute Pesach Sheni de Kavasei. We are Memayet Pesach Sheni, which is 1 day, Rashi says. It's exactly equal to Pesach Mitzrayim, which was for 1 day. So we learn out that Pesach Sheni is Nismayet. You do not need Bikur Dalet Yomim before by Pesach Sheni. And Rashi explains that the Hazeh of Lekicha, of designation, which we are saying is Memayet Pesach Doiris, why don't we use that to be Memayet Pesach Sheni? And Pesach Doiris should have the designation 4 days before. So Rashi says, we don't need that Hazeh of Lekicha, Mechlem Eba'asr, we don't need it for Pesach Sheni. Because Rashi says that Tishmeru, the Mishmeres, the word of guarding, Mashma, I'm reading from the Rashi, Dik Havasei, in the middle of that Rashi, the Lemishmeres, Mashma Bikur Umekach. Because in the word Mishmeres, I already have both things, that you have to check it, you have to designate it from the 10th, and you have to check it for 4 days. You need both. So if we're memayed from that Mishmeres Hazeh, we're memayed Pesach Sheni, so it's memayed both, that Pesach Sheni does not require designation 4 days before, nor does it require Bikur 4 days before. That leaves over the Hazeh of Dabruel Koladas Yisrael Leimor by Esr L'Chodesh Hazeh V'Yichu. So what do I have that Hazeh left for? To be Memayet Pesach Doiris, that it doesn't require a designation 4 days before. However, we just learned out that from Vavaritas Avoid Hazois, that we're Marbe Pesach Doiris, that it requires a Bikur. And Rashi explains how will this work. By Pesach Doiris, it'll work that a few days before you take two or three sheep, you didn't decide yet which one you want designated for the Korban Pesach. You check through all of them for 4 days duration, And now, once all passed the test, I could take from any one that I want. And right before the Korban Pesach, I say, I'm designating, this is the one I decide for whatever reason that I want to choose this one to be the Korban Pesach. But it did not require a designation 4 days before. All it required, based on the Psukim and the Lamudim, is a Bikur 4 days before. Continues the Gemara, Elamiyato Dechsiv. If I'm going to use this type of limud, hazet, to be memayet, so Elamiyato Dechsiv, and you're being memayet from Mekhoi Ba'asr, hazet is memayet Pesach Dairus, so maybe we should use that same type of limud to be memayet Pesach Dairus from other halachas, and the Gemara is going to ask a series of these type of questions. Elamiyato Dechsiv. Va'achlus Ha'basr B'layla hazet, you should eat the Korban Pesach on this night. Hachanami Dezen Necha B'layla Vein. Is this the only one that's eaten at night, and the future Pesach Doiris will be mamayed from Hazed that they're not eaten by night? Omer Krav Avarates Avoida. On that, the pasuk says Avarates Avoida Azoyis Sheyhu Kol Avaris Chayish Zekazeh. And the Mela we learn out that even Pesach Doiris is eaten. The Korban Pesach is eaten on the night of Pesach. If so, El Hazeh Lomeli. So what do I use that Hazeh of Ochlus Abasar Belaila Hazeh to be Memaid if it's not Memaid Pesach Dairus? The Gemara answers, Likhid Rabbi Lazar Ben Azai of Rabbi Kiva. As Rashi points out, this is from the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Tes, that Rabbi Lazar Ben Azai learns out, Namar Khan Belaila Hazeh, and Namar Lahalam Vavarti Beretz Mitzrayim Belaila Hazeh. So just like the Vavarti Beretz Mitzrayim Belaila Hazeh was until Chatzois, so too, the Achilas Korban Pesach, Rabbi Lazar Ben Azari holds is only till Chatzos. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva holds that you can eat the Korban Pesach a whole night until the morning, and he learns out that that Korban Pesach is Nechel Laila Echad, and it's not like a regular Shlomim that's eaten for 2 days and one night in between those 2 days. Continue the Gemara, Elamiyato, if we make this drasha of Azeh to Mimayat Ledoiris, that which it's written, Dechsiv, Chol Oro Lo Yoichal Boy. So even though it doesn't use the word Azeh, it's boy, but it's the same type of limit. Should we say, Achanami, the boy ain't Oichal of Loichal Pesach Dairus, that an oral, Rashi says it means, an oral Shemesu Achav Machmas Mila, because if it's an oral, a regular oral who could do a Bris Mila, we learned earlier in the Masechta that Avadi he's Mechuyiv to make the Bris Mila and participate in the Korban Pesach, but an oral that is not allowed to make a Mila because his brother, two brothers died, and therefore he's in a sakana and he's not able to perform the Bris Mila, but yet he has a loch of an oral. So an oral lo yachal boy cannot eat the Korban Pesach. So should we make the same type of drasha hachanami the boy ain't oichal v'leichal Pesach Dairus that he does eat the Pesach Dairus? Omer Kra, Vavadita, no, it says that the future doors have to be the same as the Korban Pesach. Ella boy lumli. So if so, what do I use the drush of boy if it's not my Pesach doors? The answer is, boy ain't oichel, and oral cannot eat the Korban Pesach. But he's not exempt from matzumor. Ella miyata, that which it says, as it says on the side, kol ben nechar. Any ben necher, Rashi says, shenisnakru maisav lovishu b'shemayim. His actions have become estranged to his father in heaven. In other words, the Gemara learns out that this is speaking about a person who's a mumra to avodah zara. He's not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Lo yoichel boy. Hachanami, do I say the boy ain't yoichel av loichel pesach l'dairus? He will eat the pesach l'dairus. Omer krav vavadito. Again, we have that limit vavadito that pesach l'dairus is the same as pesach mitzrayim. The Gemara asks ella boy lo. In fact, what do I use the boy to be memayed if it's not memayed pesach l'dairus? The answer is boy hamor is das paisalis, that a person who's an apikoris, an atheist, only apostles in the Korban Pesach, but Vein Amoris Das Paisalis, Betruma, but a Koyin, who's a Mummer, is allowed to eat in Truma. And now the Gemara says, Ve'itzuch l'michtavor, v'itzuch l'ben necher. It comes out that we used boy to tell me that a oral is possible to eat the Korban Pesach, but he's allowed to eat Truma. And we say that a ben necher, an apikoris, is possible in the Korban Pesach, but he's allowed to eat truma. So why do I need the two limudim? Why couldn't I learn one from the other? I could learn out oral from ben nechor or ben nechor from oral that they are possible to bring the Korban Pesach. No, because rechamana oral, if the Torah would have just written oral, I would say an oral is possible from the Korban Pesach from Shum. It's disgusting that he doesn't have a bris milah. He can't eat the Korban Pesach. Aval ben nechor
who has a bris milah, eloi mois, he's not disgusting, him eloi, I would say that he is permitted to eat the korban pesach. Tzricha, therefore, has to tell you that even a ben necher is also possible in the korban pesach. V'yashmina ben necher, would tell me ben necher, mishum de'en libel l'shamayim, his heart is not with Hashem, avalor de libel l'shamayim. But this unfortunate oral who can't do a bris milah, but his heart is together with Hashem, he's a Jewish, a Yiddish person, a Haredi, he is libel l'shamayim, emaloi, I would say that he's mutter to eat the korban pesach. Tzricha, therefore, it had to tell you that both the oral and the ben necher are each one which has a mile over the other, yet they are possible to eat the korban pesach. Now the Gemara asks Elamiyato, and the next two and a half lines, we're going to see that Rashi is not goyris. So first let us learn the Gemara and let us see the three questions that Rashi has on the Gemara. Why you're not goyris? Elamiyata toishav asachar. As Rashi explains, toishav is a eved who decided to stay with his master, an eved ivri, and he got nirtza, his ear was bored into the door. So he is not allowed to eat the korban pesach. And a socher is a regular eved ivri who's there for 6 years. Toishav a socher lo yoichal boy, they're not allowed to eat the korban pesach. Should we say the same drashah nami, the boy who ain't oichal, have a loichal who be pesach doiris, but they could eat in the pesach doiris. Omar kra, vavarita, just like you can't eat a korban pesach mitzrayim, they can't eat pesach doiris. El a boy, lomli, so what do I use the boy for? Hamor, boy, hamor stas per sels, and hamor stas per sels per truma. That hamor thus, being an apikoros only possible by korban pesach mitzrayim. It does not possible by korban pesach doiris. Rashi asks three questions. The first question is that in fact the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that a toishav asachar, who are regular Jews, one is an eved ivri for 6 years, the sachar, and the toishav is vavodei la'olam, that he's until yovel. Both of them are mechuyev in a korban pesach, and the Gemara in Yevamos says that the whole pasuk over there is a just for in terms of using it to be open for exer shava. But in fact, lahalacha toishav asachar do eat the korban pesach. So that's the first thing, that the maskan of the Gemara that they don't eat the korban pesach is not correct. The second question, Rashi says, how do you learn out that hamoras das pasels by them? Atoishav asachar are not mumrim. They believe in Hashem. They're regular Jews, except they're avodim. And the third question is, what does the Gemara say? But this teaches us that ena moris das pesals petruma. I learned that already from the din of ben necher, as the Gemara said before. So because that the question, the Gemara's kasha is difficult, the Gemara's terutzim, the Gemara's teretz is difficult, Rashi is not goyris these entire 2.5 lines. Continues the Gemara alamiyato, if so, if we're going to use this type of drasha, malta oisoi, Oz yoichal boy. This is speaking as Rashi brings down that mila zechor v'avodim ma'akevus b'pesach, that a person cannot eat the korban pesach if any of his avodim don't have bris mila, or if his young children do not have bris mila. So by korban pesach mitzrayim, you have to give them a bris mila, and only then oz yoichal boy. Hachinami, should we say the boy ain't yoichal avoloichal b'pesach doiris, that he can't? Master whose zechor v'avodim don't have a bris milah, he can only not eat a korban pesach mitzrayim, but he could eat pesach doiris. Amar kra va'avadita, so we have the same limit as before. The pesach doiris is compared to pesach mitzrayim. El a boy lomli, so again, what do you need the boy for if it's not memayid pesach doiris? So we learn not boy milah zechor v'avodim makavis, that it's only ma'akev in the korban pesach v'milah zechor v'avodim makavis betruma. But if someone's avodim or zechorim did not have bris milah, he could still eat. If he's a kohen, he could eat truma. El miyata d'ksiva etzem liyishru boy by the korban pesach mitzrayim, you shouldn't break a bone. Should we make the drasha chanami the boy ain't a shor v'shor v'pesach? He could break the bone of Pesach Doris. No, Amar Kro Vavadita. The same answer. It says Vavadita, we compare Pesach Doris to Pesach Mitzrayim, that you cannot break the bone of the korban pesach. El a boy lomi. So what do we need the boy over there by breaking the bone? The answer is boy is bekasher v'loy b'pasul, that if a korban pesach was pasul, there's no iser of shvirus etzem in a pasul korban pesach. El miyata d'ksev al toich l'mimenu no. You shouldn't eat from the korban pesach Mitzrayim something that's no, if it's partially roasted. roasted. Should I make the same drasha mimenu yatoichol? You can't eat no partially roasted of the korban pesach mitzrayim. Avalatoichol no pesach dairus. But pesach dairus no is permitted. Amar korban avadato, the same teretz that we compare pesach mitzrayim to pesach dairus from the limud of avadato. Ela mimenu lamali. So what do I use the meat of mimenu? I learned it out. Kidarab Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, as Rashi explains, he and Yevamis makes a gzereshava between Pesach and Meiser Sheni, just like by Pesach an oral is usher to eat the carbon Pesach. Afkan oral usher by Meiser Sheni. By Meiser Sheni also we learn out that a oral is usher to eat Meiser Sheni. Continues the Gemara, v'nechel b'chipazayin, the Pesach Mitzrayim is eaten quickly, as opposed to Pesach Darus. Minolan, how do you know that Pesach Darus is not eaten quickly? Domer krov, v'chaltem oisoy b'chipazayin. Oisoy nechel b'chipazayin, v'nechel nechel b'chipazayin. But another korban Pesach is not eaten b'chipazayin. The end of the Mishnah said, Pesach Darus, noye kol shiva. Pesach Darus is noye kol shiva. And for the Gemara, Amai Koi, what is the statement going on? Ilema Pesach, if it's going on the actual Korban Pesach, that is not possible. Pesach called Shiva Miyika, is there a Korban Pesach all Shiva? All the 7 days, there's a Yom Tov of Pesach, there's an Isser Chametz, there's a Mitzvah to eat Matzah, but according to the Gemara, it's a Kiyum Mitzvah to eat Matzah 7 days, but there's no Mitzvah to eat a Korban Pesach for 7 days. And now we turn to Dav, Tzadik Vav Amad Beis. Chometz, it's going on chometz. Michlal, the Pesach Mitzrayim la'alechet. So if you learn the Mishnah that's going on chometz, it would come out that Pesach Mitzrayim is one night. When the Mishnah said v'nechel b'chipazim belayla echad is going on chometz, who Pesach dairis the isher chometz is not called shiva. So it comes out, as Rashi explains, that chometz is ushered by Pesach Mitzrayim one night, the suloy, and that's all. But Tanya, we learned in a brayse. Rabbi Yosef Gilliyim, minayin lePesach Mitzrayim she'ein chimutzai noyig elo yoyim echad. As Rashi points out, it's a whole day. How do I know? Tama lomer lo yoychel chametz v'samachlei hayoyim atam yoytzim. You're going out today means a night and a day. So our mission would be difficult, even though the korban pesach is eaten at night. But the isher chametz is a whole day in Mitzrayim. So what is pshat in the mission? Elohachi karmid is what the Mishnah means. The Pesach itself is eaten Laila Echad. When the Mishnah said, and this is how Rashi explains it, B'Laila Echad, it's referring to the Korban Pesach. The Isser Chamei, V'hu Adin LePesach Dairus, and that Halacha, not the Halacha B'Chipazim, B'Chipazim is only by Pesach Mitzrayim, but the Halacha of one night, that applies to the Pesach Dairus as well. The Chimutzai Kol Hayayim, what's the Isser Chametz, which is not written in the Mishnah, but we have to say that the Mishnah means that, that the Isser Chametz, as opposed to the mitzvah of eating Korban Pesach, is not just at night. The Isser Chametz of Pesach Mitzrayim was a whole day, night and the following day. U Pesach Dairus, and concerning the Isser of Chametz, for Pesach Dairus, that's Noye Kol Shiva. Begins the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Shamati Shetmuras Pesach Kreva, Utmuras Pesach Eina Kreva. There is an Isser in the Torah to be machlif, to make a Tmura from one korban onto another. And if one did that and he was over on that law, both become Kaddish. So the halacha is that a Tmuras Pesach has the halacha like the korban Pesach. So Rabbi Yeshua said, I heard that in certain occasions a tmura of a Pesach was brought as a shlomim. And I heard other times that a tmura's Pesach was not brought as a shlomim, but rather it had the same halach as the korban Pesach, that in certain situations, as we'll soon see, the korban Pesach was laid out to pasture, and when it got a mum, then it was sold, and with the money a korban was brought, and that korban was brought as a shlomim, and the same halacha would apply to the tzmura of the korban pesach, that it itself was not kreva. Bainly lafarsh, I don't know which case it is brought as a korban shlomim, which case it's sold after it gets a mum in it, and then a shlomim is bought. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Ani yafarsh." I'll explain it. Hapesach shenim sekaidim shkitas hapesach yirat sheitztoiv. As Rashi explains, that if the original korban pesach got lost, so they brought another not a tmura, but this is a legitimate korban pesach that was brought in exchange of the original one that was lost. And what happened was that they found the original one before they shechted the exchange one. The halacha is that you shecht the exchange one. And the first one that was lost and then found is nitch, as Rashi explains. So that one, ha-pesach, she-nimtza kodem shechitas ha-pesach, the one that was lost, that was found before the shechita of the substitute one, yirat she-itzdoev. So since it was nitche, you cannot bring it as a shlom. You have to let it pasture until it gets a moment. Then v'yimachar, then you sell it v'yavi b'damiv shlomim, and you buy with the money a shlom, v'chein tmurasi, if you made a tmura of that korban pesach, so the tmura has the same halacha as the original korban pesach, which is not brought as a shlavim. But what happens if you found the original korban pesach acher shechitas ha-pesach, after you shechted the exchange one, the legitimate exchange one, then you found the original one, and you also made a tmura on the original one, then just like the original one is kerev shlavim, the chein tmurasa, the same halacha is by the tmura. And Rashi points out, the Gemara is immediately going to ask the following question, V'leima pesach karv u'pesach ena karv. Why do you have to tell me this halacha of Rabbi Yeshua by tmura? Say it by the original carbon. If the carbon was found before the shechit of the substitute, then it's yirat she'itztaiv. And if it was found after the shechit of the substitute, there was no dichui, biyadayim. It wasn't in front of us and we said, no, you're not going to be brought as a carbon pesach, only the substitute. So then, since there was no dichui, you could bring it as a shlam. So why say the halacha Tmura? Say, why did Rabbi Yeshua say Shamati Shatmura's Pesach? Say it in the original Pesach itself. Our answers are Kamashul and the Ikka Tmura's HaPesach like Karva. It wanted to tell you that there is a Tmura's HaPesach that is not Karva. As Rashi explains, I would have thought that maybe the Tmura's HaPesach, since it is not the korban pesach itself. So when he made the tmura, it originally was only designated to be a shlomim to begin with, and therefore it would not suffer the same fate as the one that it was a tmura for, which would be nitche. Kamash Malan, as Rashi explains, that no, that a tmura, once the tmura is chal, so then the pshat is that it too could have been the korban pesach, and it too was nitche. And if it too was nitche, then yirat she'itztaiv, and you have to bring a shlomim with the money when you sell it. Ikka tmura is pesach like harv, itmar. Now the question is, at what point is it considered that it was found before the one was the substitute was brought, and when is it considered? Is it found after? Itmar Rabba Amar Kaidim Shechita L'Achish Shechita Shaninu. The criteria is before Shechita or after Shechita. Rabbi Zeira Amar Kaidim Chatzos L'Achish Chatzos Shaninu. Even if he didn't shecht it yet, if it's already after Chatzos, then it's considered that it was found after the time, and it was not nitcha. And even though the substitute wasn't shechted, but since the time of the Shechita came, which was Chatzos, then it's considered that it was not in the time when it should have been shechted, and therefore it is not nitche, and therefore you could shecht the korban pesach and its tmura as a shlomim. The Gemara says, Rab Zeira, I'm a kaidim chatzos lachat, so shanilu. Frey the Gemara, Rab Zeira, haktani kaidim shchitas ha-pesach. It says in our Mishnah, the Lashon before the shchitas of the Pesach. The Gemara answers, aim a kaidim zman shchitas ha-pesach. What it means is before the time of the shchitas ha-pesach. The Gemara says, this is actually a machlokes tanoim. Kit tanoim, ha-pesach shanim tse kaidim shchita yira lachi shchiti karav. According to the Tanakhama, it's dependent on when you found it before the shechting of the substitute or after the shechting, so the shechit is kaveya, and if it's after the shechit, you can bring it as a shlomim, the original one, and if it's before shechit, it's nitche, and you have to yirat she'itztaiv. Rab Lazar Oimer, kaidim chatzos lach chatzos karev. No, the criteria is not the shechit, the criteria is the zman. If he found it before chatzos, which is before the zman shechit is ha-pesach, then it's yira. If he found it la'achar the zman of chatzos, even though the substitute was not yet get geshachten, the halacha over there is that yikar of its bride is a shlam, and who within its tmura. Now, what we came out clear from the Gemara Tilna and the Mishnah is that if both the original one were found before either the shchit or the zman shchit, as we just learned the machlokes, but if it's found before it and the tmura, then certainly yira. If it and the tmura are found after the shchit or the zman shchit, then it's clear that they are both brought as a shlamim. What happens, the following scenario, the original one was found before the shchit or the zman shchit of the substitute, the legitimate substitute, and following the shchit of the bona fide substitute, then he made an illegitimate tamura. What happens to that tamura? Amar Rava, and the Bachskar is Rava. Lo yishon al shenim tza achar shchita v'himr boy achar shchita. When is the halacha that you can bring it as a shlamim, but only if the original one was found after the shchita and the tamura was after the shchita? Avol nim tza kaidim shchita, if the original one was found before the shchita v'himr boy achar shchita, and he made the tamura after the shchita, tamura asay mikayach kedusha d'chuya kasa. What is this tamura coming from? What is it an illegitimate substitute on? A tmura substitute on the original one, and the original one was considered nitcha. So your tmura is also considered nitcha v'loy karva. Then you cannot bring it as a shlam. It has the same fate as the original one, which is yirat yitzdoev. Esve Abaye Abaye asked the question im kesev. It says in the Torah im kesev, and Rashi says ma talmud loymer. Rashi says either that the Gemara is saying the im is extra. It could have just said kesev umakriv. Or the word kesev, the whole word is extra, because originally in the Torah there in Vayikra it says im minatzoin karboni, and the next parsha says vim eis karboni. So if the next parsha is eis and the one before is starts off with soin, then it must have been speaking about a kesev, because there's nothing else in a kesev besides an eis or there's nothing else in soin except for a kesev or an ace. So if the next parsha is ace, obviously this parsha is kesev. So the whole word kesev is extra. Why did the Torah have to tell it? Matam aloimim kesev. The rabbis tmuris ha-pesach, achra pesach, shkar v'shlam. This is marba that a tmuris pesach, after pesach, is brought as a shlam. This is the halacha which is known as moiser pesach. That if you have anything left over after pesach that had a connection with the pesach, for example, in this case, it was a tmura of a Pesach after Pesach. It's brought shlom. Sayachidami, what's the case? It was found after shchita, and there was a tmura after shchita. Everything happened after shchita. Pshita, lamali kra. What do I need a pasuk? That's the halacha of Moiser Pesach, which we learned from another pasuk Rashi brings down. Vizavachta Pesach, Moiser Pesach achar chatzos is Moiser Pesach after Pesach is karv shlamim, and certainly Rashi says that the tmura is brought because it is not better than the original one. So if a Pesach that was not used, it got lost, for example, then we found it after Pesach, so the halacha is Meiser Pesach Shlamim, and who then the Tmur will be the same halacha. So what do I need that extra Pesach of Im Kesev? Elalav Shenim Tzekarim Shchita. It was found before the Shchita, V'hemer by Acher Shchita. It must be the case of Rava, and L'chayre, it's telling you that this is also included in Meiser Pesach, which is brought as a shlam. It's Shiran Rava. The Gemara answers loyalam shenim tzachar shchita v'himr b'achar shchita. Really, it's speaking about it was shechted after shchita, and he also made tmur after shchita. V'kra asmachta b'yama. The pasuk is just a remes to it, but I know this logically that this is certainly included in the halacha of Meiser Pesach, and the pasuk is just a remez b'yalma. El akra l'may asa. So if it's only a remez, what in fact do I use that ribrium kesev? What is it really used for? Kid is sounding like a lint nebraisa. Kesev l'rabbi says a pesach l'alya. There is a halacha of the using of sacrificing the tail. We find that halacha only by a seh. We don't find it by a goat. And Rashi says that it's not only the tail, but it goes up to the trunk of the kesev, as it says in the pasuk, that the pasuk says leumas ha'atza. That means Rashi interprets 5 lines from the bottom. Mimakum sharkloyas yoytzeis, above the kidney, where the kidneys are considered advisors to a person. So the halacha is that a kesev, that a lamb, ein chanami, there's a halacha of alya, as the pasuk says. But we're going to learn soon that this does not apply to a goat. Kedesani kesev l'rabbis is a pesach l'alya. K'shoimer im kesev l'rabbis pesach l'shavr shnasai, that a pesach that was over a year old, u'shlam abo machmas pesach, or shlam that came because of pesach, which Rashi explains to mean a Moiser Pesach, for example, the Tzmura, or Pesach Sheneschapur Balav Ba'acher, the halacha is, L'chol mitzvahs shlamim. They have the same halachas of all shlamim, Shaton Smicha, you have to put, the Bailam have to put their hands on it with full force, Unisachim, you have to bring wine libations, Utznufas Chaz V'Shoik, you have to, the Kohen and the Bailam have to wave the breast and the thigh, Ukshayim, or V'im'ez, and then the Torah interrupts and says, V'im'ez, now there's a new halacha by a goat, Hifsaka Inyan, this is a separation, limit alay shein ton alya, it does not need alya. So that's what I use the limit of im kesef for. Ikad masnal reisha, as Rashi explains, some say rava's halacha of distinguishing before and after the shechita concerning the tmura, which he said at the beginning, amar rava or rabba at the beginning of the sugya loishanu, is not going on the seifa, but rather it's going under Reish, and we learn it like this. If you found the Korban Pesach, the original one before the Shechit of the second one, Yirat Shitzayv, V'yimacher, and you sell it, V'yavi B'dama of Shlomim, and you bring Shlomim, V'chein T'murasei, Omer Rava, Loi Shana Shanim T'Kadim Shechit, V'yim Rabbi Kadim Shechit. That's when it was found before the Shechit, and the T'mur was before the Shechit. Avnim T'Kadim Shechit, V'yim Rabbi Acher Shechit, T'murasei Kreva Shlomim. Then the halacha is that you bring it as a shlamim, not like he said before that it's mikarech kedusha dechuya ba, and you don't bring it as a shlamim. According to this version of Rabbah, you would bring this in this case a shlamim. My taima, what's the reason? Why don't we say it's nitcha? Ki kavashchita mirid chazalei. When can I say that this was a nitcha? That's when it was here. So the original one was found before the shchita of the substitute. So that was nitcha. So then you can't yira. There's no din of bringing shlamim. But this one wasn't here. I only made it a tmura after the shchita of the substitute. So mirid loichazalei loichava. So that was not nikva as a korban pesach that was nitcha, that you cannot bring it as a shlamim. So that one, in fact, will be brought as a shlamim according to this version of Rabba. But Abaya slugs up this version of Rabba. Esri Abaya, he asks a question. We had this brisa before, but the brisa, Abai is going to add a piece that we didn't mention before. Im kesef matam aloyim ala rabbis tmuris ha-pesach, achra ha-pesach, shkarev shlam. A tmuris pesach after pesach is brought a shlam. That's what we had before. But now the brisa continues, yachal af lefnei pesach came. Should I say that even if this happens before pesach, that it's also brought as a shlam? Tam aloyim, who would? As Rashi brings down, it says pesach who? So I learned out who korev ve'ein t'mura sa'pesach kreva. It is brought as a korban pesach, but not the t'mura. What's the case where the t'mura is not brought as a pesach? Hechidami elamish, and we are now in daf tzadik zayin amid aleph at the third line. Hechidami elamish nimtza kaidim shchita v'hemer by kaidim shchita. If it's the simple case of everything happening before, you found the original one before the shchita of the second, and you made a t'mura before the shchita of the second, pshita lamali kra. Why do I need a pasuk? That is certainly nitche. And the tmura can't be better than it, so you don't need a pasuk for that. He found the original one before the shechita of the second, and he made the tmura achar shechita, after the shechita of the second. And it's telling you, according to this brisa, that ain't tmuras ha-pesach kreva, that the tmura in this case is not kreva. If so, tiyufta de rabba, tiyufta, this will be a upshlag on rabba, and the gemara's maskon, in fact, is that in the case where the original one was found before the shechita of the second one, and the tmura was made after the shechita of the second one, ain krev shlamim, it's not brought as a shlamim, but rather yira achi yitztoiv, it has to get a mum, and you buy a shlamim with the money when you sell it.